you know, like for ourselves as older artists, we telling you our age, just like we don't tell you who's sugar and who's spice.
They can guess all they want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Start guessing.
How
yeah,
old?
Put in, how old do you think I really am?
Hello and welcome.
You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Sugar and Spice Podcast. My name is Shelley Dubois and my partner here is
Denny DeLynn.
And together we are Sugar and Spice. And we are talking about
stuff.
And our stuff today is, can you still be a music artist after the age of 40?
Very interesting topic.
It is, because as both of us being older women in the industry now, we've had a lot of ups and downs with that. Ooh, people from the music industry telling us different things. And
industry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The music industry. You'll hear a lot of people that are in the music industry talk about the music industry.
Especially these days, it's become a real big topic. With labels.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Exactly.
Indie.
Mm-hmm. So to answer the question, can you still be an artist after 40? Even after 30. I've listened to some other podcasts where they're saying that people even in their 30s are going, I think I'm done. You know, so that is really scary, because, you know, like you would think this time, this day and age, with everything being online and how you can work the business yourself, right? and still be a musician out there. So it's just how you look at it. So I thought you and I kind of go through what we've encountered in the past for ourselves as women, what we were, some things that maybe we were told that maybe wanted to make us quit the business. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, I had gone to a music business conference. I've been doing music since I was 13, and it's always been for fun. And then it wasn't until later in life, after having my family and stuff like that, that I really wanted to pursue a music career, not thinking about my age at all.
Absolutely. It's about your passion, right?
Your passion and entertaining people and writing songs and getting out there performing, right? Because we love doing it. Yeah. So age never entered my mind when I started, you know, really pursuing my music career as an individual. So I had gone to a music business conference. We'd lived on Vancouver Island at the time. And I had put out my CD a few years before and stuff. And I wasn't really like, I was kind of looking at getting back into the music and everything. It was a couple of years after my daughter had passed. So I was trying to kind of find myself again or whatever. Yeah. So my mood wasn't like really, really happy either or whatever. But so I was really trying to connect with music industry people. And so I had handed my CD to one particular guy, and he looked at me and he says, "How old are you?"
That was his first question.
That was his first question, is, "How old are you?"
Wow.
And I said, first of all, you don't ask a woman that.
Personal.
Yeah. And second of all, what does it matter? Right. Like,
what's the connection with the music?
Yeah.
And age?
Right. And he just went, I said, I'm after a few more words, I said, "Well, I'm just over 40. And he goes,
"Oh, wow."
And okay, we can do explicit here. I said, "Fuck you." And I said, "Just because you say that doesn't mean I can't make it in the music industry."
Oh.
But a lot of women would have devastated them. Mm-hmm. You know, they would have taken that to heart and go,
"Well, it's crushing. It crushes your spirits there, right?"
Exactly. Yeah. So they would have some I think would have even left in tears, would have left the conference and quit because of one person in the industry saying that. I'd met many other industry people during that conference, and, you know, maybe they were thinking it and never said it, but they, you know, they've never said, you know what, you know, just to give you a little feedback, it's going to be a little tougher for you at this age or whatever, because, and the reason why industry people say this is because labels don't want to sign older people.
Exactly. There's a lot of young artists coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Just like either through karaoke competitions and those kind of things that actually have brought out a lot of young artists.
Right.
But I find that I'm opposite. I started really late in life.
Mm-hmm.
I had my young family, raised them. When I did start to pursue my music, I was already 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't encounter a lot of that negative ageism at the time.
Right.
But as I got into the, because I was doing a lot more live gigs.
Yeah. Shows. You're a cover band. You weren't pursuing as an art, individual artist.
I did. Kind of, I did move to the city after I recorded my album. I thought I'm pursuing my music, and I did come in with rose colored glasses.
Right.
And I guess maybe just the process that it took me into a live band right away on the road and touring, it took me away from my career path, like that way for, you know, several years. So I think once I got back into my dream of, you know, pursuing it as a career after I was kind of done the, you know, the cover band thing. That's when I started hearing more from how this industry is looking for younger artists and, you know, not, and I don't know, it did start to discourage me.
Yeah.
I became discouraged and I stepped away several times thinking, well, why am I even doing this?
Right. Yeah.
Why? You know, especially when there's so many coming out everywhere. I mean, with the American Idol and all these shows.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Voice and all that.
I mean, there's phenomenal talents out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to beat myself up a little bit and it's took its toll.
Yeah.
Personally, you know, the self-confidence and all. But I discovered that my songwriting is what my passion was about. Not just being out in front and entertaining people.
Right.
But as an artist, you can be any age.
That's right. Yeah. You can find a different avenue to take.
Yes.
I think what people have in mind at as an older artist is that they do want to make it big or get signed by a label. But with today, with everything going online digitally and so on and so forth, that if you have the capability to run, you know, as your own business, like you and I are doing, you know, like, cause I have run into many people throughout the years that went, you know, why aren't you in Nashville? And I go, cause I'm too old for Nashville as you know, an artist. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like people just can't believe that. Right.
As an outsider, they wouldn't even think twice about that. If you've got a gift, a talent, share it. Comes to mind this, Rita McNeil.
Yeah, there was the Canadian.
Yes,
yeah.
From
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. I mean, she did well.
Yeah, she
first
did.
First came out, but longevity.
Yeah.
I think that's why labels they're looking for the young artists
ones.
That are going to stick around for her. And they can mold them.
Yes,
and they can
mold and manipulate them.
Yes.
This is how we want to do things and this is how you're going to do it. You know, and also they do... And I've heard some other very famous artists say this, and Nicki Minaj was one, and I think Snoop Dogg was another, is it's all about, can they market you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not about the talent. It's about
if
you're marketable.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can't get hung up on those kind of things, right? As an individual or older artist, you have to look at it. Okay. So I feel I have really good music. I want to get it out there. There's places that you can go, venues that you can go play. Mm-hmm. You can still record and get your music on all the digital platforms. Mm-hmm. Learn from YouTube and listening to other podcasts that talk about the music industry. Learn how to utilize getting your music out there on social media and stuff. And I know there's a lot of people that don't like social media. It drives me crazy sometimes because it's consuming.
It's
consuming to put out that all the time, right? But you got to think of your fans, you know, as you start growing that fan base. So that was kind of a choice, like even as us as a duo, that, you know, like we were, when we started together, we were just songwriting and we were, it was fun. Yeah. And then let's do this duo thing, right? And then we started doing the duo thing and then we, you know, like, holy,
got serious,
right?
And serious in a fun way, though.
Yeah, in a fun way.
We've always kept it trying to upbeat.
But then we also got a little discouraged at one point where because we wanted to sing our cover song, our original songs more, and people weren't listening, you know.
Yeah.
And we wanted to get our music out more, and we were kind of like, you get kind of tired of singing cover songs, but then... Mm-hmm. Then we thought, okay, well, then we kind of backed off a bit. And then now we're just like, whatever. Yeah, we're having fun.
I think we started going to the organized country music awards and those kind of things. I think they're kind of clicky.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. I think that's one of the things that really discouraged me, because there's a lot of artists that, it just seems like they are always nominated.
Yeah, the same group.
The same people.
But then those are the people that are, you know, with an agency. And a label.
And so artists like ourselves are not really given a chance.
Yeah, independence.
Really, yeah, very independent. Yeah. And we're not looked at. Even.
Yeah.
So, you know, to go and to mingle, and it's nice to meet with the other artists and chat and talk and discuss where their careers are at. But I think for... it's just not really beneficial,
right?
In a sense that it's going to
boost our career.
I think we're way more powerful within our little independence,
right?
You know, circle.
What we're doing,
yeah,
exactly.
And the competition. I mean, a lot of that is competition, and how can it not be? Because you know, everybody's trying to get up that ladder.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's only fair.
Yeah.
Competition is good too.
Yeah.
But when you make it, you know, a full-on competition where you become, the expectations are so high.
Yeah.
That.
And so it's as an artist, if you want to rise to those expectations too, right? If you want to get on that train, so to speak. And so... You know, like for ourselves as older artists, we ain't telling you our age, just like we don't tell you who's sugar and who's spice.
They can guess all they want.
Yeah. Start guessing.
How old?
How old do you think I really am?
How old do you think I am? Old of ole.
Old of ole.
Not oil of ole. Yeah. Old of ole.
What, you don't use that oil?
Oh yeah, age. I keep saying now I feel comfortable where I'm at, you know, in my music career. We're having fun, but I think that it's just, you can't put an age limit on creativity.
That's right.
Or talent. Like I mean, you know, you can. 80 years old and people start new careers.
Well, speaking of 80 years old, even 97, your mom.
My mom, she's just so passionate about music. She's still.
And that's the word right there. Passionate.
Passion.
Don't forget about your passion.
Yeah.
What feels good in your gut to keep you going in music.
Keep that
right?
alive.
Yeah. So like your mom has that passion.
Just for example, you sit and have a chat with her. And if you happen to mention, like a total stranger, you happen to mention that you kind of like to sing, you know, oh my goodness, she will light up.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. And then she will talk about how you can come and play at the jam, and you can, you know, she will just encourage to no end. Like she's so, the music's passion.
Yeah, exactly. She's 97 and still playing her fiddle.
I think that's where I feel when it started to become too much of a business, too much of a... Efforting. To make something happen, then I started feeling like overwhelmed.
Yeah. And it's true.
Yeah. Very overwhelmed mm-hmm. because there's just so much going on and competition, maybe right. a little bit too, you know, trying to be a, and just be better, be right. better, be better.
Yeah.
But I think now it's like fun. It's well, fun and the writing yeah. and all of that is encompasses like, that's, yeah. that's the fun part.
Are you a country music fan?
Because we have a new country song called Starting Tomorrow.
It's for all you procrastinators out there, including ourselves.
That's right. And the track is available on all digital platforms, and it's been available as of February 23rd. So go on out there and listen to our new song called Starting Tomorrow.
So like for both of us, you know, like for our spirituality, I guess you could call yeah. it, is that we listen to a lot of Abraham Hicks, if mm-hmm. anybody's listened yeah. to that. And Abraham talks about the efforting, too much efforting. And we've read other books and listened to other motivational mm-hmm. things. And it's all about, you know, trying too hard. And when you're out there trying too hard, and that's what I was doing back then, even at that conference, yeah. I was yeah. trying too hard, even though I got that stupid answer from stupid question, yeah. I should say.
You dropped the F-bomb on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was not, yeah, I was very upset.
Tell him how you really feel.
Yeah, I did. I did. And I still I think he doesn't like me, but I don't care.
That's,
yeah. I don't care. I don't care.
You hit, yeah. you hit the nail on the head, I think, not yeah. caring about what the industry thinks or whatever. Just, yeah.
Yeah, just having fun mm-hmm, with it. Mm-hmm. So I keep touching the table or two.
Me too.
A different mic. So yeah, where was I going to go with that?
Sorry, I
yeah.
threw you off. I do that.
Zing,
I do
that. Zing. Yeah, squirrels. Yeah. Yeah. We had one in the backyard the other day. Husband and I went, squirrel. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I do that to you. I interrupt you all the time.
Squirrel. Yeah. yeah. So yeah, to get back to, you know, just having fun.
Yes.
And not trying to make it happen.
You said you were trying so hard.
I was trying yeah. so hard. So when you're trying to make it happen and you're thinking that I'm going to go and I'm going to, well, I got to do this and I got to do that. And that's how it got for us even. Cause I know I was doing a lot of efforting and trying mm-hmm. to make things happen. How come this isn't working? Yeah. How come this isn't working? So we sometimes you just got to take a step back
yeah.
at which we did.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of figured it out that we wanted to just have fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I've been learning lots of different things online and, you know, and it's fun to learn it and so that we can be
at your own pace.
Yeah. At yeah. my own mm-hmm. pace. And we're independent artists. We started doing this podcast and we have a blast doing this, you know, because we get to sit here and talk. Right
about we like to talk.
And we like to talk yeah and yeah and so mm-hmm. we're not and this is what Abraham Hicks says is not no don't be efforting mm-hmm. and as soon as you start efforting it just puts up a block
ease and flow
yeah
ease and flow and it does it connects you to your muse like they yeah. say you know and really you open up that channel well I guess meditation is mm-hmm. is a really good tool to help that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
And our lives are pretty busy.
Yeah.
So it gets to be that cuts off that creativity.
Yeah.
And I find that if I and I know you do
yeah.
meditating like first thing in the morning, whatever. Sometimes my stomach growls too early. And so that's priority.
You're meditating yeah. in the kitchen yes. while you're cooking.
But I will be listening to motivational.
That's right.
You know, while I'm eating or while I'm yeah. making breakfast and it gets my day started. Right. Yeah. But yeah, the ideas start going and mm-hmm. flowing. And I like that way better than, okay, you know, feeling pressure to come up with something. I think that's where we are not feeling that pressure to record something right away.
Right.
We want to, and we do it.
Yeah.
Because we, it's flowing.
It's flowing.
Yeah.
yeah the creativity is yeah. there. And so we're writing our lyrics and we come up with melodies and,
yeah.
and we also work with a tune designer out of, yeah, Covington, Georgia that have tracks that they pre-record and we get those tracks yeah. and we put our lyrics to it and it's easy.
That's fun.
It's so easy. Like I hear, they put out new tracks all the time and, thank you, John and the boys at yeah. Tune Designer. And they put out tracks all the time and, we might've written some lyrics, had a different melody, yeah. but then I hear this new melody and I go, oh, you know,
this
like,
song
yeah,
would fit.
This, yeah, these, it would fit so good. And it does.
And,
so,
and times we don't even have a melody and you hear something yeah. like, oh, we got these lyrics already. So yeah. It, and that's fun. It's like putting a puzzle
yeah,
together.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes our lyrics have too many words. We just edit. Take some out or whatever, or change mm-hmm. it, and it works.
Yeah,
it really
and we're just looking at it with ease and flow.
Yeah,
we're putting out our music. We're not going, well, I hope 1,000 people listen to this song tomorrow when we release it.
But if you're listening out there, listen. No,
yeah, right. Go to Spotify. Go to Apple.
1,000 subscriber is a winner to our
YouTube channel. Yes, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Yes. Do it now. Yes. click.
No, it's seriously. It's
but
it's
yeah,
fun.
It's just having fun with your music and keep doing it. You know, like yeah. some people will say, you know, like that are starting as an older artist go, well, I got a job and I, you know, like to do my music full time. Well, now you have to look at it. If you really want to get your music out there, then, and a lot of artists that I've met around the city are doing this. They got their full-time jobs.
Yes.
And on their, you know, like in their evenings or their weekends, they are putting in the time to mm-hmm. Get their music on social media and post things, I should say, yeah. and get their music out. And they're outperforming and they're having fun.
Well, I want to say that I think really any age, doesn't matter, but I mean, as older artists, the showcases, songwriting
yeah.
showcases
yes.
are really a good place to, you know, get out there and
yeah, exactly.
And play your music, mm-hmm. play your songs.
Even at a jam.
At a jam?
I met a person sitting beside me at the bar. We were, because friends of ours were performing and they overheard us talking about the award that
yeah.
we had just won in Nashville. And he was like, oh my God, I'm sitting beside an award-winning songwriter. So then he started asking me all these questions. So then my advice to him was to go to jams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like even if you don't have lyrics, or I mean a melody to your lyrics, whatever, yeah. you know, like that way you go and listen to other people that are songwriters and you can tell oh. that they, with their music, that maybe you hook up with them.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, so there's different ways that you can still be an artist at yeah. any age.
Yeah.
It's just not to get hooked up on one person's criticism, not to get
yeah.
hooked up on somebody saying you're too old for this.
Yeah.
Not to get hooked up on, somebody even saying how you look,
right,
you know,
exactly.
yeah, like, you know, well, you can't go out there looking like that and doing your music. My God, you guys remember Boy George and how people are dressed today? You know what? This planet has 8 billion people on it. And if you mm-hmm. get, you know, 500, even 1,000 people that mm-hmm. listen to your music, or you're even at a local basis, you know, like getting out there playing yeah. your music and people come up to you and compliment you and or say your music really connects with me.
Yeah.
That's where it's worthwhile to still keep going at any age.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You're so entertaining or whatever, you know, like it's mm-hmm. it's not to let that in music industry or anybody tell you that you know you can't make it. You find your own path.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have I said that enough? Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
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 Zachary. We like to say exactly.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree.
Agree.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's good to just go with the flow and pursue your dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about you anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And some,
well, it isn't all about you because at first it is, but you're sharing your dream. You're sharing your,
yeah.
Your talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what keeps us going too. I mean, besides doing it for ourselves and mm-hmm. having fun
yeah.
is hearing people say, oh, your song really, you know, I resonated with it, like
yeah.
you say, or connected with it, or, mm-hmm. or we just have fun. We like writing songs, tongue in cheek, you know, the funny stuff too.
That's right. Trying to remember, like even some of our album or single covers, the artwork.
Oh, A Good Lie.
Yeah, A Good Lie, or even Starting Tomorrow. And our next one as well will have an interesting cover. And I can't remember the word my daughter used, but it's not bougie, but that's the new word.
I don't even know what that is.
Bougie.
What is bougie?
Yeah, like being, you know, how I like to froth my coffee now.
Oh, you're just, fancy.
I'm fancy being bougie. Bougie is the new word, apparently. So.
Well, I don't think that would fit for me, bougie. And if it's sure talking like this.
Yeah.
In English, actually.
Yeah, we like to do that on stage. Yeah,
a little
so
goofy.
Yeah, so you know, if you're going to be an artist going out there, and at any age, it's part. It's to you got to be good. You got to be entertaining. Unless you're a big star and you can go out there and everybody, like I went to a concert, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, and it's an older artist now, but he was very famous in the 90s, and Gary Allen.
Oh, yes.
And he came out and he, all he did was sing his songs. And when people really stood up after one of his hits, you know, like gave him standing ovation and woo and everything, he just went, he made a heart over his chest, or he just put his hand on his chest and, but he didn't talk to the crowd.
Did he lose his voice after he sang?
No, he was still singing.
Oh.
And so I was bored. Oh. I was really bored.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he had good songs, you know, whatever. But I'm like, can you entertain me a little bit? Because being that you and I entertain, right? That
I've also thought, like, I remember George Strait.
Yes.
Just stood and played his guitar.
Yeah, Alan Jackson, too.
Not like Garth Brooks running from one end of the stage to the next, like. But I think people are needing that
entertainment.
Yeah,
people want something a little
but
different.
But you can't take away the talent that George Strait has.
Exactly. I mean,
He just maybe had a sore knee or something.
Wrangler jeans and that smile.
Maybe they were too tight. He couldn't run around on the stage.
Maybe he had tight-fitting jeans.
Tight-fitting jeans. Yeah, that's maybe what was going on.
My jeans are too tight. They just rolled me out here, put me in front of the microphone, put a guitar.
Just sing. Just sing, they said.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm getting crazy.
Yeah. So even for older artists, don't make yourself look old. I know
Don't think old.
Don't make yourself look old. Dress nice when you go out there. And, you know, like I see a lot of artists, like the young ones, they're wearing, they got a t-shirt on and ripped jeans or whatever, right? And you know, and like, okay, if you got stylish ripped jeans, you know. Right? But it's just like they just, I know a few artists that they look like they just came off from combining and they get on stage. And
not picking on anybody.
Not picking
out there,
anyone, but that's a look that I don't like. But as you get older, you know, like, look good. Comb your damn hair.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah,
maybe you might be talking
too,
to somebody. I think it's harder for women though.
Yes, it is.
Because we have to, you know, I mean, Dolly.
Yeah.
Hello.
Look at Dolly.
Hello,
yes.
Dolly. Yeah, she definitely has her shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every wig, you know, every hair in place.
She has a wig for every day of the year, apparently.
I've never seen that woman without high heels. But just that's off topic, but definitely keep yourself together.
Yeah,
you know, like
exactly.
Try to look the part.
Mm-hmm.
But guys can and do very much get away with that.
Man, that just yeah.
But we women like to get fancied up.
Yeah, we do. We always like to dress nice when we go out and do a gig, no matter if it's at a pub or whatever. We like to look good on stage and have that presence. Right.
It feels good to look good, and then you feel like you do good.
Yeah.
As well.
Exactly. Makes you feel much better.
Put together.
So what else can we talk about? No, older artists. Like we have some friends that are just starting out, you know,
yes.
We started in our 40s, but we have some that are a little bit older and just starting out.
Yeah.
And, you know, like they're because
taking vocal lessons.
Yeah,
if they
exactly.
feel they want to improve. That's definitely a good start, you know.
And I think people start later in life because of confidence. As well, you know, like maybe they didn't have that confidence as a younger person. And as you get older, you know, like most times you don't give a shit. But why is it in music that we start to
give a shit
about what people say?
Lots of shits.
Right? Yeah, lots of shits. So, you know, like for them to start at an older age and, you know, to get out there and start trying to be an entertainer or and singing and playing music. Well, kudos to them. Absolutely. For getting out there.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, like just and having fun. Mm-hmm. Right. Not they're not worrying about the label or the music industry or anything either. Right. But if you're a person who has always tried to get into the industry and why has it never have worked for me? Well, you know, like then that's where you got to find another path like we have. Mm-hmm. We're really working our socials. We've got newsletter. We're working the business aspect of it, getting our music out there on the digital platform so that we are reaching a global audience that doesn't say, oh, you're too old to be doing this.
Yeah.
They don't care. They what that audience is saying, I love your music.
It's
right?
about the music.
It's about the music. Yeah. So if you can get yourself out on digital platforms or whatever, and you know what? It's YouTube school.
YouTube school.
School of YouTube. You can find lots of things to teach you how to do this all online.
Yeah, you're finding a lot
of stuff. I learned a lot of stuff, you know, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm fortunate that I also has a husband.
I
has a husband that can.
who does we didn't a lot even of, get we, into the tequila.
We're not into tequila today. Yeah, so I have a husband who knows a lot of online stuff,
technology.
Yes, thank you for the word, the techie stuff. So. Therefore, you know, like if I get really stuck, but I have learned
you have
that
huge
to go on YouTube myself or Google it. And yeah, I learned it all myself.
You don't go to Homie Depot.
I don't
that?
Go to Hemo.
Hemo.
I can't talk today.
It's time for you to start drinking.
Yeah, it is.
Get it together, sister.
Yeah. Sometimes even on stage, I can trip over my words.
Oh,
but
don't
you know
we
what?
All?
Yeah, don't we all? And that's another
fun.
That's the fun
We're
of
real.
It.
We're
yeah,
real.
We just make fun of it. We just carry on.
She makes fun of me.
She makes fun of me. Especially when she blows the wrong end of her kazoo.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lots
so fun. Yes, for the listeners, if you are an artist that's been trying to make it and you get disheartened or anything, just
don't give a shit.
Find another path and find a different way of getting your music out there, because it, you know, music is universal language.
Yeah. And find a good partner. If you've got a partner that you connect with and the music is a shared passion.
Yeah.
Wow, the mm-hmm. stuff you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
I personally thank you, you know, for all that you do for us. I think we're a good team.
Yeah.
I'm knocking this. But yeah, it's that is encouraging. One person feels down one day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you lift each other up and help each other.
And have a shot of tequila.
And there you go. We need to do that sometime.
And it's, you know, like with the creativity, like especially for the songwriting, for me, since meeting Danita, I've learned.
I thought you were going to say I learned to drink tequila.
That too. Yes, that too. Stay tuned for one of our tequila episodes. Songwriting, you know how to like make it better, you know, like, and I've learned that from you,
thank you.
Yes, that to how to make the song better. And I had a mentor one time that always said to me, don't be a lazy songwriter, right? And so through him and then writing with you that I feel that my songwriting has improved.
I feel
so
the same
much
way,
more. Yeah.
Because you bring to the table melodies and that your talent of playing,
right?
It's magic for
us.
Exactly. And we're very complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complimentary.
So if you find somebody out there, if you're an individual and you're struggling, and maybe finding that other person out there, we just happened to meet one day. So, and it's been 11 years this year.
11
yes,
of them.
11 of them.
11.
Yes. So, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And, if you have any comments on our YouTube channel, please, put them below and, you know, let us know if you've had a, you know, struggle and how you kept moving forward in that. Mm-hmm. So thanks again for listening to Sugar and Spice. Cheers. Thank you for listening to today's Sugar and Spice podcast. We really appreciate you listening. We'd also appreciate if you could follow us on our socials on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel. Please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And please provide comments of how you've enjoyed this wonderful podcast. We'd like to have fun, and we'd like to have our listeners have fun along with us.